Starting a podcast has been one of the biggest drivers of growth in my business. But there are a lot of moving parts behind the scenes to release episodes every single week. That's why I'm all about finding tools to make the process easier. And one of my favorite podcast tools is Riverside. Riverside is where I record all my episodes and guest interviews. It gives me studio quality audio and video every single time. What I love about Riverside is that it records video in 4K and has a bunch of AI tools to make post-production easier and faster. So if you run a podcast or you're thinking of starting one, don't do it without Riverside. Trust me, I've tried a bunch of others and Riverside is the best. And the cool thing is, as a listener of this podcast, you can get 15% off your Riverside subscription using the code MYBUSINESSPLAYBOOK. So head on over to riverside.fm to get started today. Welcome to My Business Playbook, where we pull back the curtain on the steps and missteps of successful people. You'll hear a raw and unfiltered play-by-play of what's worked and what hasn't, giving you helpful advice and insights so you can build your dream business. I'm your host, Laura Higgins, and this is My Business Playbook. If you want to succeed in business, you must master the art of selling. But so much of sales is about your confidence. It's about your mindset. It's about your beliefs. And it's really weird because your money mindset comes into play. Your fear of rejection or insecurities all kind of show up in your sales process. And so one of the first things that we work on with people when it comes to building out a sales process, being able to sell and pitch your services confidently, one of the first things we look at is you. We look at your mindset. We look at, okay, how can I help you to feel more confident? And there are a few pieces to this, right? There's the mindset. There's doing the reps. Like we actually build confidence and competence as we do things repetitively. And also building out a process that feels good for you. It's really important that we have all of those things in the mix. So in today's quick win episode, I wanted to just dive in to the 10 rules of confident selling. The 10 rules of confident selling and the key things I want you to catch around your beliefs when it comes to selling and some tactical things around how to sell more in your current process. Okay. So in this quick win episode, we're going to dive straight into that. If you've ever found yourself feeling a bit stuck when it comes to selling, or maybe your sales process used to work and it no longer works. Maybe the market has changed and now you're like, crap, I actually really do need to focus on selling. I need to focus on actually having a script. I need to focus on handling objections. I need to focus on really mastering the art of selling. If that is you, you are going to love this quick win episode. Let's dive in to the 10 rules of confident sales. So let's dive in to find your sales confidence. The first is sales is oxygen. If you want to succeed in business, you must master the art of selling. It is a not negotiable. It's like oxygen for your business. Without sales, your business will not survive. So, we can't get around this. And so instead of avoiding selling and sabotaging your growth, it's time to step into your sales confidence. This is one of the hats that you must wear. Now, Alex Hormozy, he says that sales is the only business skill that directly pays the bills. If you want to grow, if you want to hit 10K months, 30K months, 100K months, then you must master the art of selling. It is the only business skill that directly pays the bills, and it is your responsibility. In the same way that lead gen and marketing is your responsibility, selling is your responsibility. And let me tell you, when I started my business, before I moved into marketing and social media, I was in sales. And when I say I was in sales, I was 21 and trying to figure out how to sell coffee beans as a wholesaler to cafes. And I was so bad at selling that the place I worked for, they actually said, Laura, we might move you into a new role. And they moved me into social media. And thankfully, I was good at that. And the rest is history. But when I started my business, I'd had this experience of selling that really I did not enjoy. I did not feel confident. I didn't have a process. I didn't know what I was doing. And the more I did it, the less results I got. And the kind of compounding effect of that was I had this belief, I'm not good at this. I'm not good at selling. I'm just a creative. I'm not good at selling. I'm just nice and like people like me. So I'm never going to sell. I'm never going to push. If people want it, they're going to have to pretty much barge down the door for me to sell to them. So I want to say to you, I have learned this skill and it has not been easy, but what I'm sharing with you in this module, these are the mindset shifts and the beliefs that I have had to build. And so when I tell you that you can do this, I really want you to understand, if I can do this, you can do this. I did not start my business as a sales wizard. I started it feeling very nervous, feeling very sheepish, very insecure, very afraid of rejection. And I had to build the muscle. And so that's all we're working on here. Okay. So it is a skill. It's not a skill that other people have. You know, people might say, oh, I've got the gift of the gab. I can talk to anyone. I could sell ice to Eskimos. You don't have to have that to be really good at this and to grow in this muscle. Okay. So rule number two, that leads us nicely into this. You have permission to suck and be weird. It's okay for the first time you start this process to feel like a baby giraffe a little bit. Okay. So you have permission to suck. Zig Ziglar says, you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. You have permission, my friend, to be a beginner at this. You didn't start your business to go into sales. You started your business to do what you love to do, and sales is just part of it. Okay, so you don't have to be amazing at this on day one. Don't expect that. It's a skill, and it's a part of your business, and you have permission to suck. Rule number three, it's always about them. So when it comes to selling, we've got to remember that people do things for their reasons, not yours. So when we're selling, our job is to find out what those reasons are and to help people get what they want. The way you're going to feel good about selling is when you can hand on heart say, I am solving a problem. I am solving a problem for people. And so when you approach these sales conversations, I really want you to avoid the urge to talk too much. Your job is to talk less, listen more. Talk less, listen more. I want you to think about it like a spotlight on a stage. When you are talking, the spotlight is on you. And you might be asking them questions, but you might be like trying to give them advice. You might be really doing things out of a desire to be helpful. But while you're talking, the spotlight's on you. When they're talking, the spotlight's on them. Our job in the sales calls, in the DMs, is to put the spotlight on them. Why? Because we aren't trying to convince them. We are trying to get them to come to a decision. And when we are talking, we're trying to convince. When they are talking, they are convincing themselves. It's really, really powerful. Silence is power. So I really want you to remember that this is about, it's kind of like choreography a little bit. So when you're having a sales conversation, it's all about active listening, empathy, asking really good questions, and helping them to talk themselves into it. Then you're like, I don't even need to be here for this conversation. I'm just mirroring back to you what you said to me. Oh, it sounds like that's a real problem for you. Is that right? Yeah, it's totally right. How long has this been a problem for you? Oh, years. Okay, so it's worth solving, right? Yeah, it is. Would you like to hear how I could help you do that? Yes. So it's just questions. That's all we're doing. The best salespeople are those who are able to ask the best questions. The better questions you ask, the better answers you'll receive and the more successful you will be. It is always about them. It is not about you. And that leads me into the next rule. Silence is power. When there is silence, on a call, we can feel uncomfortable. We've got to remember that silence is power. When you are talking, people can't think. Do you ever notice that when you jump into the shower, maybe of an evening, you've had a big day, you jump into the shower, and all of a sudden, all of these ideas are like little downloads that come into your mind. Why do you think that happens? It's because for a moment, we're in silence, unless you're singing in the shower, in which case, go you. But when we're in the shower, we're not thinking, we're not doing, we're just kind of in silence. And so I want you to think about that. I don't want you to think about your prospect in the shower. That is weird. Don't do that. But I want you to think about, okay, this is like if I were to just give them the space and let them sit in the silence, are they more likely to come to a decision that actually goes in my favor? The answer is yes. So when you present the price on a call, silence. This is one thing that Adrian Smith, one of our sales coaches, says. He says, the first person who talks after you present the price, the first person who talks loses. Got to think of it like it's a contest. So I'm going to present the price. Hey, so for branding with us, for what you said, it sounds like you really need a new brand. Branding with us starts at $3,000. Count to 10, count to 15 in your head. Why? Because you're giving them space to, okay, $3,000. Can I do that? Can I make that work? You're giving them space to actually figure it out in their heads. And then what often will happen is they'll come back and they'll go, cool. Yeah, you know what? I reckon I can make that work. And they'll start justifying it. And again, it's kind of like, you don't even really need to sell here. You're not convincing them. They're convincing themselves. Silence is power. When you talk too much, you lose the sale. And a lot of the time when we're nervous, we over-talk. We externally process. You've got to remember, silence is power. Okay? The next rule, mind your mindset. This is something that I've learned over and over again, is that what you believe has a way of coming true. So if you believe that there is not enough money in the world and that nobody's buying right now or the economy sucks, if you believe that and if you carry that belief everywhere you go, you are going to see proof that that belief is true. It's kind of like that idea of when you see a red Honda, or you go to the car dealership and you're like, oh, maybe I'll get a red Honda. All of a sudden, everywhere you go, you see red Hondas. So we need to think about that same idea of like, man, there's always been this many red Hondas, but I just now see it more. So I want you to think about, okay, well, what are the beliefs that I have about selling? Do I believe that it's me taking? Do I believe that it's icky? Do I believe that it's pushy? Do I believe that it's transactional? Or that it makes me kind of not cool if I have to sell myself? Because if those are your inherent beliefs about selling, you are going to find proof that those things are true. You're going to start feeling pushy. You're going to start feeling icky. You're going to start feeling transactional. Why? Because your negative beliefs have a way of coming true. In the same way, your positive beliefs have a way of coming true. If you believe that there is always enough, if you believe that there is plenty of work, if you believe that people on sales calls with you genuinely want to give you money, you are going to find that people want to give you money. If you have a belief that, you know what, I close people on the call. I remember I'd never closed anyone on the sales call. And then one time it happened. Someone was like, cool, I'll take my money now. Where's the payment link? I sent them the link. They paid on the call. And I was like, okay, I'm the kind of person who closes people on the call, who takes people's money on the call. I started selling a $10,000 product on the call. That was insane to me. But once it happened once, all of a sudden it was like, no, well, this is my new normal. So I want you to think about what are the beliefs that you have about selling, about money, because they're so intertwined. What are the beliefs that you have that need an upgrade? What are the beliefs that you have that are no longer serving you? And all I want you to do is write them down, and then I want you to flip it. Oh, selling is icky. Well, what would the reverse of that be? Selling is powerful. Selling is badass. Selling is serving. All of a sudden, it's a much more positive, much more empowering belief to have. So much of your success in sales is going to come down to this piece, your mindset. Tony Robbins says, success in life is 80% psychology and 20% mechanics. So much of this success is about your mindset, your psychology. What do you believe? And this is really powerful stuff because what you believe about money directly impacts how you show up in sales, how you show up in your pricing, how you show up in your marketing. I wish we could compartmentalize this, but we can't. So this is the deep work that is required. Hey, my friend, real quick, I have a favor to ask. If you love my business playbook and if it has helped you in your business journey, then I would love for you to leave us a 5-star review. It will take you all of 60 seconds, but it means the world to me. And it helps us to get the word out about the show, which means we can help more people just like you. Thank you so much for listening. Let's get back to the episode. The next rule is confidence is contagious. Sales is a transfer of confidence. If I said to you, hey, maybe you should join my program. I don't know. It might not be very good. It might help you. It could be good for you. I don't know. We've helped some people, but not like some people don't get results. You know, it's a work in progress. If that was how I sold one of my programs to you, how likely would you be to buy it? Not very likely. But if I said, hey, this program has changed people's lives, which it has. I have had countless clients and members say, Laura, this has changed the game for me. It's changed my life. I've been able to retire my husband. I've been able to quit my job. I've been able to go full time. I've been able to have a baby and not stress out about work, about money. That is life changing. So if I show up with the energy of, oh my gosh, this could be life changing for you. And that's not arrogant. It's just, well, this could be life changing. This could seriously change everything about your business, about your life, about your family. If I have that level of confidence in my offer, in my service, you are far more likely to go, okay, cool. Well, she's really confident in her service. And that confidence is contagious. It transfers to you. And so all we're doing in sales is we're transferring the confidence that I have in my product, in my offer, in my service. I'm transferring that to you. It's a transfer of confidence. And so how we carry ourselves in our sales conversations, it is really, really important because I could say, oh, this could be life-changing for you. I could say it like that, or I could say, hey, this could be life-changing for you. You could say the same message in a shy, like timid way, or you could say it with confidence and the results will be entirely different. You could follow the script, but have no conviction and you will not get the results. Confidence is contagious. And in the meantime, if you don't have confidence in your offer, I want you to borrow some confidence. And we're going to get into this in just a second in the next rule, but we're going to talk about how to borrow confidence. All right. Now, Alex Hormozy, I love Hormozy and I love his approach to selling. He says the most powerful sales tool is belief in your product or service. So anytime you feel nervous, anytime you feel a little bit like, I really need the sale. I'm a bit nervous that they're going to say no. I'm nervous about my script. What am I going to say? We just need to come back to, do I believe in this product? Do I believe in what I'm selling? Do I hand on heart know that this could add value and help solve a problem for this person? Sell from that place and you are going to be far more successful. Now, I talked about borrowing confidence. This is a really cool idea. And there's this great book by this guy. His name is Todd Herman. And he talks about, it's called The Alter Ego Effect. And essentially, it's a really great book. I encourage you to read it if you are really resonating with these mindsets and these, like, you feel like, oh, there's some wiring inside me that has a lot of resistance to this. You're going to love that book, The Alter Ego Effect. Highly recommend. But the whole idea is that it's about using a different persona to access your best self and perform at your peak. Now, I want you to think about the most kind of, there are some alter egos that you might recognize, like Clark Kent and Superman is an example, right? So we see it in a lot of superhero movies. There's their everyday self, and then there's their hero version of themselves. But my favorite alter ego is Beyoncé and Sasha Fierce. Now, I love Beyoncé. I think she's just the most badass woman ever. But she released this album, Sasha Fierce, and she talked about like this idea of why did she create this alter ego? And there were like, there was an A side and a B side of the album, and one was like Beyoncé classic, really beautiful ballads, and then the other side was Sasha Fierce, and it was like single ladies. I forget the other songs that were on there, but it was like badass Sasha Fierce, and it was like chalk and cheese, the difference between the two. She created an alter ego. Now, an alter ego allows you to unlock hidden potential, to step into your true power, to become the person you've always wanted to be. Now, this is what Beyoncé said when people asked her about Sasha Fierce. I created my stage persona so that when I go out on stage, I am fearless. And I think there's something to that. If you have a resistance to selling, maybe you need to create an alter ego. What would Beyoncé do? What would Taylor Swift do? What would Harvey Specter do? What would Sarah Blakely do? Like, I just think about someone who was a badass. I think about Michelle Obama. I think about all these people who, Richard Branson, all these people that are like badass and incredible at their craft and have seen crazy success. I look at those people and I go, what would they do? And another thing Beyoncé says is, I have someone else that takes over when it's time for me to work and when I'm on stage. This alter ego that I've created kind of protects me and who I really am. Really interesting. And so this was years ago that she did this Sasha Fierce alter ego. And now she doesn't need it. So now she embodies all of who she is, and she doesn't need her alter ego because she's like, no, I've kind of integrated the two. I don't need to fake it anymore. I don't need to put on this persona anymore because I am her. Really, really cool stuff. So I want you to think about, is there anyone in your world who models the behavior that you want to model? Who you think, man, they do that well. And it might be to do with selling. It might be to do with speaking. It might be to do with how, like, the type of work they create. Or maybe it's like, I know for me, I really looked at people who, particularly women, who could be a boss and still be gentle and kind. That was like a thing for me where I was like trying to balance these two things. And so I would look at people and go, man, they do that so well. How can I borrow some of that? How can I like kind of design my alter ego to reference that? And so it really has helped me to go, okay, I can be a badass and a boss and still be kind, still be care deeply about people and still be who I am. So there's something really powerful about doing this work, and especially when it comes to selling, because I think if we can, before a sales call, go, okay, I'm stepping into my Sasha Fierce, then all of a sudden the conversation is different. We're comfortable in the silence. We ask the challenging questions. We handle their objections because we're like, oh, it's not me talking, it's Sasha Fierce, right? So alter ego is really, really important. And I want you to think about the characteristics and the qualities that you look at in others. And I want you to think about, okay, how could I embody those things? Really, really important. How would they show up to a sales conversation? How would they speak? How would they prepare? What would they look like on the call? How would they hold themselves? Really important questions. Rule number 9 is reps, not rejection. The more calls you make, the more presentations you give, the more people you ask to buy, the more likely it is that you will make a sale. I want to ask you this question. What is your relationship with no? How do you feel when someone says, no, it's not for me? Do you take it personally? Does it rock your confidence? Does it shake your identity? Or is it just part of the process? is it just cool? Every no gets me closer to a yes. Because if we take no's as rejection, every time someone says no, we take it as a personal rejection, a personal kind of, it means something about our identity, about our work, about who we are, about, you know, all of these other things. If we show up like that, we are not going to sell. We are going to avoid sales conversations. Why? Because everything in us as humans wants to avoid rejection. It sucks. Rejection sucks. But you need to recognize that no is part of selling. You will hear hundreds of people say no to you. It's part of selling. In fact, if every single person says yes, often that's a sign that you're not charging enough or that perhaps your offer needs some work. We actually want there to be some pushback on price. We want there to be people who go, oh, do you know what? This actually isn't for me. We want that because it means that you're serving a narrow niche. It means that your pricing is solid. Because if every single person can say yes, it means that you're probably too cheap. Okay? So it's about doing the reps. It's not about rejection. You need to like use the no's. And when I say no's, I don't mean no's. I mean no. You need to use those no's as like, okay, cool. I'm just one step closer to my yes. Persistence, doing the reps, being consistent. You have to be willing to persist long enough to get to the dream outcome that you're looking for. Rejection, hearing no is part of it, but you get to decide what that means about you. Does it mean you're a terrible person? Does it mean that you're not good enough? Does it mean that your work sucks and you should just go back and get a day job? Or does it simply mean that person wasn't your person? The offer wasn't right for them? Or that next time I think I know what went wrong in that sales call and I'm going to tweak this for next time. But also, sometimes people aren't going to buy. Not every single person is going to be your person, and that's okay. It's about doing the reps. It's not about rejection and a personal like assault on who you are and your identity. And again, this is what I wish I knew when I started selling years ago, to expect rejection. I think that's really important. And the final rule, set a target. As creators, we are visual people, right? I have found when I have been most successful in sales and in business, it's when I've had a clear target. And a lot of the time, it's been a visual thing that I can see, that I like actual physical paper, I stick on my wall and I go, cool, how close am I to my target? How many more calls do I need to make? How many more sales do I need to make? How many more chats do I need to start in order to hit my target? We need to treat it like a bit of a numbers game. Okay, I need to do, if I convert at 50%, I need to do 10 calls to get 5 sales. Cool, I can do that. If I convert at 80%, I've got to do 10 calls to get 8 sales. So you can start to see, okay, cool. No. I can see how I can actually achieve this. We have to set a target though. You cannot hit a target that you don't see. So I want to encourage you to make it visual. Put it everywhere. Put it as your wallpaper on your phone, on your desktop. This is my revenue target. This is my number of sales. This is how many people I'm going to help. This is my impact goal. This is where I am going and why it matters. For a long time, hitting $1 million in annual revenue was my target. Once we hit that target, it was like, cool, what next? Where are we going now? We have to have a target that we can see, and we have to, and then we have to break it down into smaller steps. Okay, well, if my target is I want to hit 30K months, well then, and if I'm currently at 5K months, okay, that's a 6x jump. And so what needs to happen for me to get there? Well, I've got to get to 10K. Okay, well, what needs to happen for me to get from 5K to 10K? So all of a sudden, we're just chunking it down. We're setting targets. We have metrics that we can actually see. It's really, really powerful. Those are the 10 rules. I'm going to recap them really, really quick. First, sales is oxygen. Second, you have permission to suck. Third, it's always about them.
Fourth, silence is power. Fifth, you've got to mind your mindset. Sixth, confidence is contagious. Seven, find your alter ego. Nine, reps, not rejection. 10, set a target. Well, I hope that you found those 10 rules super helpful and super empowering for you. And I hope that as you step into your sales conversations over the next week, over the next month, that you can step into your Sasha Fierce, your amazing alter ego, your sales confidence. I really want that for you and your business. And hey, if you're listening to this and it's kind of clicking that you know you need to do some work when it comes to how you sell, your sales process, because there's so many pieces, right? There's how you sell on a call. What's your script? What are you actually going to say on the call? How you sell in your DMs? What's your script? How are you going to do it? How are you going to sell using your proposal? What is your offer? All of those things. If you're realizing, you know what? I actually need a strategy for all of this. I want to level everything up and I need a strategy and I want to nail this. Then we have a new program. It is called Foundations, and it is going to give you the key foundations you need to attract your dream clients, communicate your value, and convert confidently. So if you're interested, the whole idea of this program is we're going to show you how to get to 10K months in 10 weeks. It is amazing. And actually, part of this episode is an excerpt, just one tiny excerpt from just one of the trainings. So there are so many trainings inside the program. It is so, so value-packed. I've refilmed all of this amazing training, and there's a bunch of new stuff in there too. So if you're interested, and if you're like, Laura, you know what, I just need a system to grow my business and I want to do it now, I'm ready to level up, then all you need to do is head to laurahiggins.com/foundations. laurahiggins.com/foundations, and you can literally start today. So if you're listening to this and if you're like, crap, I need to get this sorted and I want to level up my sales, I want to level up my offer, I want to level up my marketing, then this is the place for you, my friend. So go to laurahiggins.com/foundations and you can literally start right now. And we have live coaching. We have an amazing support group on Facebook. And yeah, we're going to be with you every step of the way. All right, my friend, I love your work. Here's to your most confident, badass self and to your best sales yet. I love your work. I'll talk to you very soon. Go get them.